Here's today's God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp.
One important step of your spiritual journey is your devotion time with the Lord daily as you read your Bible and pray. I did not know if my prayers were being heard. Do you often wonder that? Cry out to you, Lord. Seek Him. He is hearing you. Let me read Jeremiah 33, verse 3. Call to me, and I will answer you, and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. Right across in Jeremiah chapter 32, let me read a scripture. My initials on it, a date, and it's underlined and highlighted. In Jeremiah 32, verse 39, I will give them singleness of heart in action, so that they will always fear me for their own good and the good of their children after them. I will make them an everlasting covenant with them. I will never stop doing good to them, and I will inspire them to fear me, so that they will never turn away from me. Isn't that an awesome promise that you can claim today for your husband or wife and for your family? Let me share a scripture that the Lord gave me many years ago in Luke chapter 1. When the Lord started talking to me, I was crying out, and I asked the Lord to speak to me. Write it on the wall, but I could not hear Him. And I felt like my prayers were hitting the ceiling and going no further. And I opened up my Bible, and it opened up to Luke chapter 1. Let me read about Zechariah, who was a priest. Verse 8, once when Zechariah's division was on duty, he was serving as priest before God. He was chosen by lot, according to the custom of the priesthood, to go into the temple of the Lord and burn incense. And when the time for the burning of incense came, all the assembled worshipers were praying outside. Then an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing at the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zechariah saw him, he was startled and was gripped with fear. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard." Now, do you understand why I'm reading this scripture to you? Your prayer has been heard. That's what you want to know. You want to know that you know that you know that the Lord is hearing your prayers, and He wants to answer them. And that's what I want you to understand. The Lord is hearing you. He's wanting to do what is best if you will surrender your will and way. He's telling Zechariah, your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you are to give him the name John. He will be a joy and a delight to you, and many will rejoice because of his birth. Now I'm going to skip down a few verses, and I'll let you read the whole chapter. Verse 18, Zechariah asked the angel, "How can I be sure of this? I am an old man, and my wife is well along in years." Now, does that sound like you or a million other standards that say, how do I know that you're going to heal my marriage? I'm understanding what you're telling me, Charlene, but I want to know, how do I know that God is going to heal my marriage? And I thought the same thing. I thought the same thing, and I kept going back and saying, Lord, are you speaking to me? Are you sure you're telling me to stand for my husband? Are you sure that I'm not to go on with my life like everybody else tried to get me to date and do so many other different things? But listen, Zechariah asked the angel. He had a glowing angel. He had an encounter with God. And that's what I'm asking you to do. I'm asking you to get along with the Lord each and every day. Read your Bible and pray and have an encounter with the Lord. A time with Him where He can speak to you and you can hear His voice.
You've been listening to God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp. You can write the Steinkamps at P.O. Box 10548, Pompano Beach, Florida, 33061. The Steinkamps also invite you to visit their website at rejoiceministries.org.